Thank you, Deborah. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gordon Gillerman. I'm from NIST. NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. We are the country's metrology institute. So we're the people who make sure when you buy a gallon of gas, it's actually a gallon. As Deborah said, we work broadly across standards in many different areas. At NIST, standards mean a lot of different things. So we tend to work in an area that we refer to as documentary standards, standards that look like books or magazines. The rest of the folks at NIST have a very different view of standards. They look at standards as standard reference materials, standard artifacts, standard reference data, all kinds of things that are the core of the country's metrology system. And so really, this combination between metrological standards and documentary standards forms a measurement or quality infrastructure that lets us do business as an industrialized country. It lets us test things and be sure that the outcome of the test, the results, have high integrity and can be understood with a great deal of technical certainty by multiple stakeholders. These kinds of things are really important. They're really important to you in your everyday life, because as you go to the store and you go to the deli counter and you buy meat, you want to know you're not getting ripped off. They're really important in technical issues, because as we begin to deal with things that are really, really small, that have really large impacts, we want to make sure the measurements are done with integrity and understood by all. In the Standard Services Division, we actually have three prongs that affect this quality infrastructure. One of them is a group that's focused on coordinating the federal government's use of standards. And when I say the word standards, it means broadly standards, testing, and certification, that whole space of activities. Another group that's focused on the nexus or the intersection between international standards and trade. NIST is part of the Department of Commerce, and so we have a mission to enhance U.S. industry success. In a lot of cases, that means helping U.S. industry understand what standards, what testing and certification requirements are for them a key to market access and success in other countries. More and more in this global trading environment, it's very important for U.S. manufacturers to understand how to access foreign markets, which means how to obey the rules, which means understanding what are their technical standards that I have to meet, what does my product have to do, what does it have to look like, what kind of tests are going to be run against it, and how do I have to demonstrate that conformity in order to be successful in those markets. The last portion of the division is a laboratory accreditation organization. We actually operate an organization within NIST called the National Voluntary Laboratory Accreditation Program, NAVLAP. NAVLAP is an organization which evaluates the competency of laboratories that test stuff and calibrate stuff. We come from NIST. We have standards in our name, and there are standards for everything, including the operation of conformity assessment activities. One of those standards, one of many, is a standard that's called ISO IEC. It's a standard produced by a joint committee of the International Organization for Standardization and the International Electrotechnical Commission, 17025. This is the operating requirements, the management system and competency requirements for testing laboratories and calibration laboratories. So NAVLAP evaluates laboratories to make sure that they carry out their testing work with competence and integrity so we can believe the test results. One of the Justice Department's programs for body armor listing depends on NAVLAP to accredit laboratories. So the ballistics testing that's carried out on the body armor can be used, and the data as a result of that testing can be used by the program in order to populate the list of recognized armors on the CTP's program. And so this forms our piece of the quality infrastructure. As Deborah said, the panelists have all been involved in the CBRNE ensemble standard. I've actually had the pleasure of being involved in just about every standard that NIJ has been moving through in the past 5 or 6 years. I had to write down the list. It was so long. So body armor, CBRNE ensembles, metal detectors, both walkthrough and handheld, restraints, holsters, video equipment, And I'm hopeful that one day soon we'll be working on a standard for optical license plate recognition systems, because I know from my interchange with law enforcement that that's another need that needs to be addressed. So all of this body of standards are now moving through this new process. One of the duties that my organization carries out is the obligations for NIST under the National Technology Transfer and Advancement Act. The NTTAA is a very complex act, but for us, it has two important factors. One of them is it sets a preference for federal agencies to use private sector consensus standards in lieu of government unique standards. The second is it gives NIST a role in coordinating conformity assessment activities at the federal, state, local government levels in conjunction with the private sector to reduce redundancy and increase the efficiency of the process without being overly burdensome. We work with NIJ in executing both of these missions. In my experience, I started working with NIJ very shortly after the original Body Armor Safety Initiative was launched. That was in 2004. It's hard to remember. It's so long ago. And I've seen an evolution in the approach to standards development from the Justice Department and NIJ, and that evolution has really been in alignment with the principles of the National Technology Transfer and Advancement Act. It has increased the number of stakeholders who participate in the process for developing the standard, brought new technical expertise to bear on the development of standards for the Justice Department, and really had a broad outreach for the determining of consensus for the technical requirements of these standards. Additionally, we have developed processes and programs from the testing and certification perspective that allow Justice Department to maximize the use of private sector resources in the testing and certification process. Today, there are 7 different private sector laboratories that participate in the testing of law enforcement body armor, according to NIJ 010106. These laboratories participate in the NAVLAP Laboratory Accreditation Program and participate in a growing and very successful proficiency testing program that we've brought in to make sure that no matter which of these laboratories a manufacturer approaches with their body armor to be tested, the answer is reasonably the same. A very important factor. It allows for a competitive marketplace of testing. It allows for a great deal of capacity, but at the same time, a high degree of confidence in the test results that come from these laboratories. This is a model that we continue to use in many sectors. My organization has a portfolio in developing these conformity assessment systems that spans from toys and toilets to countermeasures against shoulder-fired rockets for commercial aircraft. So we really have no boundaries, but we have a process and a skill at developing a process that utilizes and leverages the work of the private sector and the quality infrastructure to allow the government to perform conformity assessment it needs to meet its mission needs in the least burdensome way for the manufacturers and with a high degree of economy for the government. It's been a real pleasure to be involved in the development of the STC process and in the STC work itself. I've seen, as I said before, an additional level of expertise being brought to bear. You'll hear from the panel at the table very shortly about their experiences with the STC process, and all of them are distinguished experts in their own way, bringing their own perspectives to the development of these standards. And this is really what consensus is all about. Thank you.